last time we began discussing the issur of taking medicine on Shabbos, the Xeris Rabbanan and Usher Shtika Samamanim, and Sif Lamed Zayin, we started with some of the details there last time. There were a lot of details that appear in that Sif that reflect the general parameters of this issur of Refuah B'Shabbos. So one thing that we find, that we alluded to last time, Kol ochlim b'mashkin shehem ma'achal b'riyim mutar la'ochlan l'shtosam l'refuah. So anything which is a normal food that is normally consumed by healthy people, not for medicinal purposes, you're allowed to eat or drink that food even if you have some medicinal intention involved in its consumption. So that's based on a Mishnah and Shabbos that protests of advais, a Mishnah's beferish, that ma'achal b'riyim are mutar on Shabbos even for a sick person, and a conventional example of that is something like chicken soup. But then we find in Sif Lamed Ches a variation on the theme. Mechaber Paskins Mutar Lachol Srufim Mitukanim V'Ligmoa Beis Achaya Kidei L'Hadim Akol. So you're allowed to swallow a raw egg, as the Chazanim of old used to do, in order to make your voice more pleasant. So that's based on a Mordechai. That's the Beis Yosef quotes. Now that's not ma'achal b'riyim. Most healthy people don't generally consume raw eggs as a matter of course. But what you see in this halacha is that you're allowed to take something that doesn't have a refuah component. I mean, there's no medical function that is accomplished by swallowing a raw egg. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sif Katan Kuf Kaf Beis. Shin Kaf Kaf Kuf Kaf Beis. D'lav l'refuahu d'ligzer b'zem yishav shtika samman. Since it's not l'refuah, there's no refuah component or rationale behind consuming a raw egg, so that's not included in shtika samman, even though it's something that is consumed, which in other contexts could have been viewed as medicine. The way the Aruch HaShulchan presents this in Sifkat Nun is that even though it's not the norm, this doesn't fall under ma'achal b'riyim, it's not normal to consume a raw egg, it's not coming to address some illness, so that is like Onek Shabbos, for those who have Onek Shabbos by drinking raw eggs, and therefore it's mutter. So I'm not sure exactly what the point of Onek Shabbos is, that it's not l'refuah. It's this person's Onek Shabbos is drinking the raw egg in order to have a pleasant voice for the Yom for the Yom. Yeah.
Who said this?
The Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan Os Nun, that is Keonek Shabbos. But for some people, the Onek Shabbos is listening to the Chas, and for some people, that's not Onek Shabbos, and for some Chazanim, drinking the raw egg is Onek Shabbos. Okay. Now, what about the following? Is a chola allowed to take something, some kind of item, is he allowed to consume something that does not have any objective medicinal function, even though his intention is lirifua? So something that is objectively known not to have any medical function, but this person consumes it thinking that it is going to be to his medical benefit. Yeah.
Is that not what we've just
been
talking about until now?
Not necessarily ma'achal b'riyim. Till now we're talking about ma'achal b'riyim, which is something that you normally consume. Till now we spoke about two things. Number one, ma'achal b'riyim, chicken soup. So chicken soup is a food. It's something that normal people eat without any intention of refuah. The second thing we discussed is something that has no refuah component, and no one thinks that it's refuah, like the raw egg. Now we're talking about something which is not necessarily ma'achal b'riyim, but it's also not l'refuah, but the person thinks it's l'refuah.
Like eating the grass.
So we'll give you the example in a second. So Ramosha discusses this. We're going to get to Ramosha's truth about vitamins a little bit later, But in that tshuva, Chel Gimel Simen Nundalit, Chel Gimel Simen Nundalit, he points out the following. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Tesamid Aleph and Shabbos refers to Kusbarta. Kusbarta is, I think, coriander seed. And the Gemara says that Kusbarta is not Nishum Refua. There's no Refua component in its consumption. That 10 lines down in Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, Amr Yosef, Kusbarta ain la Mishum Refua. And the context of that Gemara is that therefore you're allowed to consume Kusbarta on Shabbos. Consume is subject to Machlokas. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Are we talking about consuming it? Are we talking about applying it as some kind of a ointment? But whatever the details are, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, we're talking about using it in what otherwise would be a refuah context. But since Kusbarta is indeed not lirefuah, it would be mutter to consume / apply it on Shabbos. So Tosfos here has a comment. What does it mean? What's the Gemara telling us? Ein b'mishum refuah. What's the chiddush? Kolomar, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Lididi, Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Kolomar, yesh etoin v'svurin sheyesh b'refuah. So some people erroneously think that there is a refuah function. Ve'ein b'refuah, but indeed that's not the case. In reality, that's not the case. So you might have thought that if people have the mindset that it is lirfuah, then it would be usur. But if in fact there is no objective lirfuah function, it is indeed mutter. And Ramosha points out a diuk in Rashi here as well. Rashi Dibur Maskil B'mei Mishra. Which is something else that's Eima Mishim Refua. So Rashi says, Ein Derech Uchitz Behen, El Lerfua Demasu. So it's not Derech Uchitza. Sorry, the Mevish is Aser. It's not there for Chitza. Elo l'refuah demasu. It's for refuah that heals. So what does Rashi mean, l'refuah demasu, refuah that heals? Refuah that heals is supposed to refuah that doesn't heal? That's precisely the point. Refuah that heals is supposed to refuah that doesn't heal. If it's a refuah that doesn't heal, that's not the quality Iser of refuah. So mashma that, the prohibition of refuah, taking medicine, only applies if that which you're consuming actually has a medicinal component or function, but if it doesn't, even if the person may be of the mindset that it does, it's not subsumed under the gzeira of medicine. Michael.
Is there a reason why we're not worried that the person might think that other things that actually are rufua, that actually does help, like certain medication that will heal, that, oh, he thinks this does heal me, and the rabbi says, okay, so that actually does heal me.
Good. So apparently that wasn't included in the Zera. Meaning when the Chazal instituted the Zera Shikha Samad, there are certain parameters, and Chazal weren't gozer to that extent. Good. Okay. Avi.
In theory, I may be jumping too much.
Yeah.
Would this allow a placebo? And I'm not talking about a placebo pill that's made, Mamash Monkey confused, but people have grown up telling their children that this bottle, which is actually just pomegranate juice, this heals you, and it does nothing. But they think it's cough medicine, so they won't give that to a child, or even an adult, whenever you pull it on.
Well, you can talk about the same thing. Okay, maybe, I hear. Yeah. Could be.
Why is it different?
Why is
it different than what Tosfos is talking about?
it should be different, but well, are you trying to fool someone or the person knows it's a placebo?
Well, if they know it's a placebo, it doesn't really work.
Right.
So I think the metzius would be that they just, you know, imagine for
but
a
if
child.
But if they think that it's other, I'm sorry? I'm sorry?
So if they only think it works, then it's non-invader.
If they think that's a real medicine, which is usher, but objectively it's not.
They don't know so much. You tell my
okay.
Rabbi said you can
do right.
this.
Yeah, okay, fine. I don't think it talks about it in the Kitzer books, but I hear.
It's updated.
Good. So in Sif Lamed Tes, we have the following related halacha, based on a Gemara and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Ein osin apiktvizin, I might not have pronounced that properly, dehainu germas ki afilu b'chol b'shem hefet olchum. So you're not allowed to induce vomiting even during the week because of the hefet olchum involved under normal circumstances where there's no medical need to induce vomiting. V'mitzdar mirov machal b'chol mut or afilu b'sam. But if the person is not feeling well because he overate, and he needs to vomit in order to relieve his tsar, so during the week you're allowed to do that with whatever method of inducing the vomit you want to use. U'b'Shabbos, aser b'sam u'mutar b'yad. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to induce vomiting with a medicine, but you are allowed to do it with your hand. Okay, that is the Pesach of Maccabi here, based on the Gemara on Kuf Mem Zayin in Shabbos. Take a look at the Mishnah Berura. Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Kuf Kaf Dalid. Why is there a chilek between Sam and Yad? You're allowed to do it with your hand. You're not allowed to do it with some kind of medicine, potion. Says the Mishnah Berura, based on the Rashi there in the Gemara on Shabbos. The Dami Lirafua. So if you're going to use a pill, let's say, you're going to use a sam, so then that is like refua, and that's subsumed under the xera of shtika samimanim, as opposed to inducing the vomit by using your hand.
Sometimes the rabbi felt kind of obvious.
I'm sorry?
Isn't that sort of a little bit obvious? What would be the havamina that you could use a sam, what would be the havamina that you couldn't use your hand?
Well, the havamina that you could use a sam is that bottom line is not it's not really the refua. It's indirectly the refua. There's no choli that's present that if it's a kind of sam that's not medicinal, it's not necessarily medicinal. So then there may not be subsumed under this refua. But it's because it's analogous to refua. It sounds like because you're using the pill. So then, using the medicine, then it is subsumed under Shrika Samana. So if you want the Havamina, you might not have thought of that, it might be along those lines. Okay? But that's what Rashi there explains, and the Mishnah Berurah reflects the chilek between medicine and not medicine. So some are going to say, based on this, in the Shulchan Shlomo, they quote where Shlomo Zalman raises the following question along these lines. Shlomo Zalman was mistapik, do you see from here that there's an absolute prohibition of using pills, even if there's no direct medical function of the pill at hand. Meaning, let's say, can you take a caffeine pill on Shabbos? So you're taking caffeine because you want to stay awake. So there's no illness that is necessitating your desire to stay awake, there's no underlying medical condition, you want to stay awake. So, do you see from here the chiluk and the gemara between sam and yad reflecting Shulchan Aruch that just as by inducing ki ayde sam, it's double the refua and this including zeirush and shika saman, do we say that's the case by basically any pill? Or maybe that's limited to the context there because the function of inducing vomit itself may have a certain medicinal slant to it, so that they are more inclined to be going through Mishnah Refua, but it wouldn't apply to a context where there's no medical component, as in, let's say, taking a caffeine pill on Shabbos, let's say, from there. So Shlomo Zalman leaves that, at least as quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo, on it's quoted in Shulchan Shlomo here, he leaves that as a tzarach if. If you look in Rabbi Bonner's English Sefer, he quotes that Rav Karelis is makel on the Shiloh. And then he quotes Rav Chaim Noah in discussing taking sleeping pills on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take a sleeping pill on Shabbos? So Rav Chaim Noah says that not being able to sleep is not considered an illness, and therefore taking the pill is not curing an illness. But the lack of sleep is not an illness, and therefore taking a pill to cure the lack of sleep is not curing an illness. But it sounds like he's only willing to be makel for the sleeping pill, but Sirach, the position that we quoted last time of his, that nowadays there's more grounds to be makel because we're not bikin and shlika samanim anyway, so that seems to be part of the mindset of allowing the kula. If you look in the citations of Shlomo Zalman, both in the Shulchan Shlomo, Rabbi Bonner has this there, and I think there may be half a foot on Shmir Shabbos, I don't remember if he has it there explicitly, that Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that not being able to sleep may be considered a choli, but if it's interfering with his functioning, so then it could be he's a chola she'eba sakana, in which case he'd be allowed to take medicine anyway. Meaning, in theory, the representation in the name of Shlomo Zalman is that there's a difference between a pill to keep you up and a pill to make you sleep. The caffeine pill to keep you up is not addressing any underlying medical situation, period. A pill to make you sleep, so that may be addressing a medical situation. Not being able to sleep may be on the illness, but if it interferes with your functioning, it may be more than a mechush ba'alma, it may be a cholish ein basakana, in which case it would be permissible to take medicine anyway. So, Meir.
What's the difference between solving the pain of the too much food and solving some other ailment that causes pain? Why isn't it considered a painkiller?
No, so the act of hakah is not the refuah. The issue is only the sum. The issue is the means, not the ends. The ends are okay because that's not refuah. Hakah is not considered a...
Even though it's solving an ailment of...
Well, if you're performing a bodily function, in a sense, it's not... there's no medicine there. You can't take medicine on Shabbos. So the issue would be taking the medicine that's going to induce the hakah. The hakah itself is not medicine.
So then it has a comparable medicine that reduces pain. So why would you allow to do a physical act if there's a comparable medicinal act that reduces pain?
The physical act is not subsumed under this refuah. The medicinal act maybe. Unless I'm not understanding your question.
It seems to be a case of tzar, and we have a chemical that you can reduce it somehow.
It's not tzar that rises to the level of cholesh ein basakana, so it's tzar that you can't take medicine for. It's a mechish ba'alma. It's a low level tzar. Right, mefesh ba'al, you're not allowed to take medicine.
Yes.
So the act of hakah itself, that's not medicine, that would be mutter. But using the sam is ke'e medicine, and therefore subsumed under the gzer shikah samayim.
But I understood it. If you have a physical act that's not a medicine, that could be that if there was a comparable medicinal act that would solve the same problem, so then it wouldn't allow to do the same thing.
Well, there are physical acts that you're not allowed to do that are subsumed under refuah, but this is not... I think this the etzim is not refuah. We can talk more later. Okay. So in Rabbi Karp's Sefer, he quotes B'Shem Rav Eliashiv that the following distinction. Yes, this is all assuming. Meaning the representation we just made from Shlomo Zalman that a person who is sleep deprived may be considered a chola. So that's assuming that in principle you could take a pill if the pill is not addressing any medical situation, but lack of sleep is a medical situation and therefore would be subject to the restrictions of refuah, unless it rises to the level of chola she'en bo sakana. So Rabbi Kar quotes Rav Yashiv as distinguishing between taking pills in the context of infertility versus taking a standard contraceptive. So Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that if the woman is suffering from infertility and needs to take pills to address the infertility, to allow her to become pregnant, so the fact that she is unable to become pregnant easily without intervention is considered a kind of choli, and therefore would be subject to the prohibition of refuah, as opposed to taking a contraceptive. So there, if you're taking a pill to not become pregnant, so that's not a medical condition, and that would not be subject to the iser of refuah. That's what Rabbi Kar quotes from Rav Yashiv. Shmir Shabbos is makel on both of those. Shmir Shabbos Olchasa Perek Lamed Dalet Siftes. Perek Lamed Dalet Siftes, I think. He's makel on both. So he quotes in the front of their Pei Gimel in the name of Rav Yashiv that the name of Shlomo Zalman, that taking a pill as a contraceptive to prevent becoming pregnant, so there's clearly no choli involved, and taking the pill would be mutter. What about situations of infertility? How do we evaluate that as far as medicine? So Rav Schechter says that if a woman is unable to conceive, so that's like a sakana sefer, because her rectum's not working properly. That's a kind of saying for you definitely like to take medicine on. You can do more than medicine for a sakana saver. Do a malacha derabbanan ayidei nafri. So a woman's infertile, so then that's like a sakana saver. The rachum's not working properly. They found, Rav Schechter didn't say this on his own. I mean, he said it. Rav Schechter's not the first one to say this. Rabbi Breisch has this, Shmir Shabbos, quotes of Shlomo Zalman is explaining the birth control pills. He doesn't quote an explanation of why pills in the context of infertility are mutter, but he's mitzayin in the funo to look in the Chalkas Yaakov. So he looked in the Chalkas Yaakov. Chalkas Yaakov has this argument. Orachayim Simen Kufnun in the new edition. Orachayim Simen Kufnun. He says that if a woman is unable to conceive, that's considered like sakanas aver. And you could have sakanas aver even if there's no clear and apparent illness. Because usually we think of sakanas aver as a person's limb is in danger, a person, there's a clear and obvious medical situation at hand, which if not treated properly could lead to the lack of function of part of the body. That's what we usually assume is sakana sefer. In this case, the woman can have children, but if you look at her, she looks like a perfectly healthy person. There's no apparent choli that you could point to. Nevertheless, he says that's considered sakana sefer. How does he know that? So he has the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Kaf Ches Amud Beis, Ayin Shemarda, Mutar L'Kachla B'Shabbos. So what's Ayin Shemarda? So there we're talking about a situation where, at the moment, there is no danger per se, but if you don't treat, if you don't treat the eye, then there's a possibility of blindness down the road. He says there also, there's no choli that presents itself at the moment. And nevertheless, that's considered to be some kind of savior. Then he says, maybe you're going to be stubborn and say that bottom line, the woman is perfectly healthy as far as you can tell. Elua, she can't have children. That's not some kind of savior. Because number one, she's not mitzvah pruvu anyway. Sheves is a machlokas. And she presents as perfectly healthy. He says, okay, at least you have a manashach. What's a manashach? So either you'll tell me that it's considered sakana sever, and because it's sakana sever, you can definitely take medicine. You can even violate a shvus ayidei nafri. And if you tell me, no, it's not sakana sever, because there are some women that don't want to have children because it does, the fact that she can't have children doesn't create a halachic status of chola. You know, she's not the klal shevis. So then she's not sick at all. And then if she's not sick at all, she could also take the medicine. Because the zera of refuah and shabbos is only for someone who has a mechash v'alma. Person totally healthy. Then you're allowed to take medicine. So anyway, you slice it, he thinks he should be okay. That's from your Shabbos is fak, that you're allowed to take, if necessary on Shabbos, both medicines in the context of fertility treatments and medicines in the context of contraception.
Is there any other one that say that people were worried that because this girl won't have kids and by making her stop that she'll kind of like lose her mind, saying like, I've been trying so hard to have kids and now I can't have kids? Because you're making me miss this.
Yes, that's Moshe's argument by the antibiotics. Presumably, if you could have the case by antibiotics, probably Kol Shekein many, many, many times, you'd have that concern in this kind of a situation. So you could definitely throw that in as well. Even Moshe, who was reluctant to be matzir antibiotics, acknowledges that that would be a consideration. So yes, good. So.
Okay. Let me explain one more time how the Yoshe, I mean, how the distinction coming off.
So according to Rabbi Yashiva does it, meaning the shiloh that Rishon Zalman raised based on Hakkad is, do you see from there a blanket prohibition against using pills on Shabbos even when there's no medical component? Or no, is that limited to the context of Hakkad? So most post, even though Rishon Zalman there leaves that as a sarafina in the citation of Lichos Shlomo, most posts can seem to assume that there is no blanket prohibition against pills on Shabbos, and therefore if we evaluate a certain situation as not being a chol of the chlal, then it'll be mutter. So if we assume that someone who is who wants to stay awake is not a chola, it would be mutter to take caffeine pills. If we assume that someone who wants to prevent pregnancy is not a chola, then you'd be allowed to take contraceptive pills. Somewhere.
She's not hallucinator, why would this kind of favor?
So it's not old. So the way some are going to explain it is that sakana sever means that you don't have the full functioning of that part of the body.
Why would call it makas hakolo then?
I'm sorry.
Why would call it makas hakolo? That
makas hakolo is called a sheyesh ba sakana.
I understand. It's an internal thing. It's just
that's an expression. I understand the question.
I thought it might be, and that'd be helpful that this call out like a call, but then it's something that we can't see, and then we wouldn't have to come up with some kind of saber.
Well, Makash Akolo is a Kola Sheshwa Sakana. No one takes a Kola Sheshwa Sakana.
I don't mean this. Well, then you have that problem, but.
Makash Akolo is a convenient term. It's not a it's not an absolute.
Where does the kind of saber refer to an inner organ?
Yeah, where do you find that the kind of saber refers to an inner organ?
Yeah, one that's not empirically seen.
So you're saying an eye is not an inner organ, even though...
How would that matter?
I'm sorry?
How would that matter?
I don't know. Yeah, I, you saw it just after your testing.
But then you sort of like, why would you call it, say, well, you can see the organ or you can't see the organ?
Okay.
Why? Because, it's kind of savory. You can't see it, so maybe you'd be more concerned about it, since you can't see it, so then you have less information. And therefore, you'd have to be more machmer as opposed to
So that could be. If there's a situation where there's some suffix and you don't know, there's internal bleeding and you don't know what the what's going on, so obviously you do have to be more machmer. But in the case of infertility, we know what the story is. We've done the testing. There's no danger to your life. But the Rosh Hashanah would say that's not kind of savor because any time you have a organ that's not functioning properly and you could treat it to make it function, so then... then that's the plus kind of favor. Okay, we can talk more. Okay, take a look at Sif Lamed Vav. Ein loasin mastiki v'lo shafin bo shinayim l'refua v'misham re'ach hapem mutter. So, having a re'ach hapeh is not considered holy. Or to ingest or gargle something, or to apply something to the mouth, to address bad breath, would be mutter. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Tezayin, Vimnei Reach Lo Mikri Refuah. That's not called refuah if the issue is simply bad breath. Okay, let's go back now to Sif Lamed Zayin. Again. Kol oklam mashkin shehei makal briyim mutter l'oklam mishtofim afu vishem kashim l'ksaf briyim u'mulcha milfa de l'refuah avid afil l'hafi shari. The kol she'ena makal mashkin briyim. So anything that is not a food that is normally consumed by healthy people, asir l'oklam mishtofso l'refuah. You're not allowed to eat or drink it for medicinal purposes. The dafka mishi yesh lo meichas ba'alma v'meschafik v'holot kibari. And when is this relevant? When are you not allowed to consume a when are you not allowed to consume a non-machal briyim lirifuah? That's if a person has a meichas ba'alma. Aval in ein lo shum meichas mutter. But if there's no meichas at all, the guy is 100% healthy, there is no even minimal ailment, then he is allowed to take medicine. Where did the Beis Yosef get this from? So this is how the Beis Yosef understood the Lashon HaTor. The Tor has the following line. Aval im ochel v'shoso so l'ra'avo u'litzamo, that if a person consumes this non-ma'achal riyim, this medicine, because he's hungry or thirsty, v'ein lo choli, and he has no ailment, shari. So again, im ochel v'shoso so l'ra'avo u'litzamo, if he eats or drinks this because he's hungry or thirsty, v'ein lo choli, and he doesn't have any ailment, then shari. So the simple reading of that line is that if he's eating it because he's hungry or thirsty, it's mutter. If he's eating it for medicinal purposes, then it would sound like it's usser, even if the guy's perfectly healthy. Because the Torah only says, if he eats it, lo ra'avo, ulitzamo. Okay? However, the Beis Yosef understood that l'ravo, l'tzamo, is orcha de milsenaka labdafka. That most healthy people would not be taking medicines because they want to cure themselves, because they're healthy. So the most normal situation in which a healthy person would take something that's medicinal is because he's hungry, there's nothing else to eat. But in theory, if you had a hungry if you had a healthy person who wanted to take the medicine to cure himself, that would also be mutter. So Beis Yosef understood in the Torah that l'ravo l'samos lav dafka, and therefore Beis Yosef paskins in Shulchan Aruch that if the person has no meichush at all, if he's totally healthy, then he's allowed to consume a non-machal brim, he's allowed to consume something medicinal, even if his intention is l'rafua. Okay? So that's how the Beis Yosef understood the Torah, and that's how he paskins in Shulchan Aruch. Avi.
What's he
paskening
based on this Torah?
He's paskening that a perfectly healthy person is allowed to take medicine even if he's taking it to cure himself.
What is he curing?
Whatever he thinks he's curing.
What would be an example?
We'll talk about that in a minute. Vitamins. Okay, that's the Pesach of the Mefaber. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat and Kuf Kaf, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. The Haynu she'ochel v'shosu l'rava no l'tzamo no. Magen Avraham says no. This din is only where he's consuming it. This is the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Mem Gimel. This din in Shulchan Aruch is only if he's consuming it because he's hungry. But if the healthy person is taking the medicine for refuah purposes, in order to strengthen his functioning, then, according to the Magen Avraham, that's aser. So even if the person is perfectly healthy, it would be aser to take medicine, l'chazek mizgo. One second, Michael. The Magen Avraham says, this is befeirish in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Kaf Aleph, I think it's Halacha Zayin. Halacha Kaf and Halacha Kaf Aleph. Parakaf Aleph, Halacha Kaf, and Halacha Kaf Aleph. The Rambam writes, Lefikach aser lebari lehisrapos b'Shabbos. A healthy person is not allowed to cure himself on Shabbos. Gzeira shema yitzchok sammanim. Ketzad lo yochal dvarim she'enam akal b'riyim. He shouldn't eat things that are not akal b'riyim, etc. Leishu dvarim she'en derach b'riyim l'shtosam. So the Magen Avraham just inside the Rambam, but presumably he's saying, you see from the Rambam, b'feirish, that even a bari, even a person who's totally healthy, is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos lirifua. So says the Magen Avraham. If you look at Rabbi Karp's Sefer, actually, scratch that. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha. Be'er Halacha here, Dibur Maskil Aval, there's a brackets in the middle of the Dibur Maskil. So the Be'er Halacha says that the Magen Avraham's Diyuk in the Rambam is not necessarily so compelling. Because if you look at the context of the Rambam, when the Rambam says Bari, Bari may just be in distinction or counter distinction to a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. So it's contrasting the previous halachas of a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. But it doesn't mean a bari, a real bari, a bari legamri. So even though in a vacuum the Rambam sounds like bari is any healthy person, Maybe the Rambam is just using the term bari in contrast to chol l'sheim b'sakana, but in a chanami, the Rambam could agree that if a person is perfectly healthy, he would be allowed to take medicine even for medicinal purposes. Michael.
Just to clarify, I went to the Magen Avraham, the only issue is because you use it for medicinal purposes. So let's say you have like multivitamins, like a gummy worms or something like that, that tastes good for kids, children, with that, and if you just want
okay,
to...
Okay, one step at a time. We'll talk about vitamins now. Okay. So that is the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to, despite his parenthetical questioning of the Magen Avraham's Raya from the Rambam, and other issues with some of the Magen Avraham's Rayas, a number of Achronim take issue that Magen Avraham is a series of Rayas to support his claim, but bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah in the text seems to be choshesh for the position of Magen Avraham l'halacha, that even a healthy person would not be able to take medicine l'refuah. So where is this relevant? It's relevant in the discussion of vitamins. Can a person who is otherwise healthy, who doesn't even have a mechush ba'alma, take vitamins on Shabbos that are intended to strengthen him? The emotion that Shuvah we mentioned earlier, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Dalet, initially assumes that this should be subject to the Machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Magen Avraham. And since we paskin like the Magen Avraham, since many later Achronim assume like the Magen Avraham, that even a healthy person would not be able to take medicine on Shabbos, l'chazek mizgo, that would be relevant to vitamins as well, and a healthy person would not be able to take vitamins. But then Ramosha suggests, and Ramosha has a lengthy analysis of the Magen Avraham and deals with some of the Magen Avraham's rise. We're not going to go into that together, but the Ramosha suggests that maybe the point of contention between the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham is not as broad as one initially would assume. Maybe the Magen Avraham's intention is not to prohibit medicine taken by a person who is 100% healthy, but he's talking about a person who is naturally weak. He has a weak composition. A weak, better word for that? Not the word I was looking for, but good. A weak, not composition, but...
Constitution,
there you go, thank you. A weak constitution. So he's not ill per se at the moment. He doesn't have any illness to point to. But generally speaking, he's somewhat weak. He has a weak constitution. And he wants to take medicine, he wants to take vitamins in order to strengthen his body. So that, the Magen Avraham would say, is usur. But maybe, if a person is totally healthy, and he's just taking vitamins as kind of a dietary supplement, or as some added nutrition, so then Ramosha would seem to allow that that might be permissible, even according to the Magen Avraham, just like you take no different than eating meat or vegetables. Right? You're eating, you want to have certain nutrients, and normally speaking, you would get those nutrients through food, but the foods that you eat don't supply all those nutrients, so you want to supplement your food with other vitamins to make sure that you have all the desired nutrients. So Ramosha would seem to allow, if a person is fundamentally healthy and just wants the dietary supplement or the nutrition supplement of those vitamins, Ramosha would seem to allow to take those on Shabbos under those circumstances. Now, along the lines of what Michael just said, Rabbi Karp thinks, this isn't indicated in Ramosha Tshuva per se, Rabbi Karp thinks that's only true if the vitamins taste good. I'm not sure if that's muchach. I mean, let's say they have no taste. So the analogy to vegetables isn't that they taste good like vegetables, it's that they provide the nutrients like vegetables.
I don't think the vegetables taste good.
Okay. So even if there's no taste, I'm not sure why Ramosha's analogy wouldn't apply as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman is more machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman, one second. Rav Shlomo Zalman in, so this is both in one of the tshuvos, in that long tshuva in Chayli Beis that has multiple subsections. I think it's Simin Lama Dalid. Maybe it's Oslam Zayin, Oslam Vav, Oslam Zayin, towards the end of Simin Lama Dalid. And quoted in Shmir Shabbos Ilchasa, Perek Lamed Dalet Se'if Kaf, Perek Lamed Dalet Se'if Kaf, and Ha'ar Pevav, Perek Lamed Dalet Se'if Kaf, Ha'ar Pevav. Shlomo Zalman was the Shmir Shabbos in the text is Machmer across the board, and then he quotes Shlomo Zalman as generally being Machmer, but allowing vitamins in a situation where a person takes them every single meal as some kind of a dietary supplement. If you look in Rabbi Bonner's book, he just suggests, as we saw Rabbi Karp suggest in similar contexts, that the best way to avoid this question is if you take daily vitamins, so just take them on Friday before Shabbos and take them on Motzei Shabbos after Shabbos. Under most circumstances, you should be able to avoid the Shabbos issue by timing your vitamins appropriately. Michael?
In a lot of cases, vitamins actually aren't used for like purposes. Like, it's not like an Advil you take that'll actually cure the ailment, unless you have like a disease like scurvy that is due to vitamin C deficiency, or like certain like diseases are actually caused by deficiencies. Like, let's say someone, like everyone in his house is cold, has a cold, and he takes vitamin C tablet that's going to help him with his cold.
Right, so that's the classic Visco. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is talking about.
I'm saying, but it's not true. It's not going to help him with your, in your food. You just, is it the issue that you think it's going to help him, or just the fact that it is the
same before coming to
enough
problem. What do you mean it's not
going to
help?
If everyone in your house has a cold and you take vitamin C tablets, it's not going to necessarily boost your immune system so much more that it's going to actually protect you.
Okay, but even if it does something that is incremental, that would still arguably be Bafala for Bafala will have significant government.
If it were in fact totally useless for that purpose, then it would be like the Gemara and Shabbos.
Right, so I don't think anyone's arguing that it's totally useless. It's a matter of degree. Avi.
I understand where a cart may have come from, but they don't find it these days good if we're comparing them to meat and vegetables.
Right.
So those like Rabbi who don't seem to make the analogy that it tastes good, shouldn't be that even if it tastes bad, if Ramosha wasn't making the correct amount of taste, then...
Yeah, it could be, yes.
I mean, most vitamins probably taste horrible.
No, I think most vitamins don't have any taste. No?
Swallow
them, if you let them slip your
mouth, it is horrible. Okay, I guess. Okay, fine. The one that's
Okay.
You're
welcome to. Yeah, Michael.
One more question. I think I asked this question before. You said you want to take vitamins.
Yeah.
Let's say you have like a multivitamin that's like a gummy bear.
Right.
The kid doesn't want it for any medicinal purpose. Just want it because it tastes good. But Magana Abram agreed that you're taking it for medicinal purposes. That it's not an issue,
like
he could take
that. He wants to taste good, give him candy.
Let's say you don't have candy in the house, but he sees the gummy bear in the top shelf, so he's like, let me take those.
Okay.
Give him a sample. So I want to understand the way that the
Bring him to the candy man. Huh?
I want to understand what Magana Abram is trying to say. He's saying that it's an issue with Lashem
Rufua? Magana Abram at face value is saying that anything taken the Shem Refuah, even if it's by a total bari, is usher. Ramosha has a qualification. He thinks maybe the Magen Avraham doesn't mean it that broadly. He means that in a case where there's some even incremental medical benefit for someone who's of a weaker constitution, but if the guy is totally healthy and is just taking it as some nutritional supplement, maybe that would be mutter, even for the Magen Avraham.
What's
the Shem
Refuah that if you take it every meal? Okay,
I think that's along the lines of what Moshe is saying. That's like food. That's it's a dietary supplement. It's not a food at all. Now let's say the opposite case. and Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sifkat and Kuf Yotes, Hecha deyesh lo shem mecha, she person isek, mecha shvamra. Afilu hu ochel v'shosa l'rei avon v'tzima o'am nasir. So then, the guy isek, and he's taking medicine because he's hungry, not because of the medicine, that's still going to be asir. So he's sick, he's taking the medicine because he's hungry, that's all he has to eat, still going to be asir. If you look in the Be'er Halacha, that's this lengthy Be'er Halacha here, Divrei Maskil Aval, Be'er Halacha thinks that subject of Machlokas Rishonim, and he finds other Rishonim that seem to dispute this, and hold that if it's L'Rei Avon and Simon, it may be mutter even for a Cholim. Okay. Good. So I think this takes us to the end of what we're going to focus on in Siman Shin Kaf Ches. If you haven't finished yet, I just recommend running quickly through Mechaber on Mishnah Berurah. The next time we're going to talk about Dina Yoledeth, which is Siman Shin Lamed. So just take a look at the Tor Beis Yosef, Mechaber on Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Halacha. The sugyas of note are in Masechet Shabbos in Perek Mefanin, basically around Kuf Kates. So take a look at the Gemara's there. The Mishnah on Kuf Kates on the Beis, and then the Gemara there, Kuf Kates on the Beis, Kuf Kates on the Aleph. Just run through the Gemara of Gemara Rashi, and you'll see where the Beis Yosef goes, and then go through the Shulchan Aruch. We'll talk about that next time, and hopefully we're going to get into Amir La'akum in the middle of next week.